Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from James chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
You want to know something really funny?
Yeah, I read the NIV instead of...
No, that's not it. No? This is so funny.
Okay.
Before the podcast, I kept telling you I can't hear my mic in the headphones.
Sure.
But then when you started talking, I couldn't hear you either in my headphones. And then all of a sudden, when you were halfway through the verse, I realized I've got like a headphone, another pair of headphones on. I've got two pair of headphones here. I had the wrong pair on. I thought something was wrong. I was like, well, I can't hear this. I kept saying, are you sure my mic's on?
You're
I can't hear myself.
Such a pro.
I am.
That's great.
After all this time, I actually walked down the basement with a pair of headphones on my head. Did not realize.
Oh, you were wearing them upstairs.
I was wearing them upstairs. Oh, didn't even realize funny. I had these headphones on my head.
Okay.
The whole time.
Okay.
So our marriage prayer today is no room for selfish ambition.
Yes.
And it's about growing together as one.
Yeah.
And that it's so much easier to grow together as one when pride is moved out of the way. There's something that I wrote about a couple of years ago, and I came across it today, and I just wanted to share. It's about cleaving, how the Bible says like that we as a couple should cleave to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I had written this a while ago, and I thought this is such an interesting way to look at cleaving. It's to divide along the natural grain, forming a cleft that is necessary when grafting two plants together. That's really what cleaving means. It's
okay.
It's that division.
Sure.
So when you go to graft two plants together, you're going to put a cleave in it. And then if you ever remember that from science class, they talked about grafting two plants together. You
right.
put them together, but one has to be opened up, right, to envelop the other.
Okay, like in the Bible, it says about the olive tree.
Tell me.
Olive branch is grafted in.
Yes.
You are not of the olive branch. You are grafted in.
Right.
Okay.
And so we have to open ourselves up for the other, which is
sure.
really beautiful.
Yeah.
So in order for these plants to survive, this new union must be completely sealed. And that's what they
mm-hmm.
do to the plants. When I consider this grafting of two plants, I can't help but be reminded of the fact that God created Eve from Adam. When two are joined together in marriage, they return to their original state of union. A husband opens himself up to envelop his bride, and the two grow together as one.
Hmm.
So in the Garden of Eden, we saw God doing that, making that cut in the side of Adam,
mm-hmm.
and then taking
yep.
that bone out. So she came out of him. Now, as we're getting married again, we open ourselves up, and we envelop the other, and then we are sealed by that Holy Spirit, which is our protection.
Mm.
But in opening ourselves up for each other, that is where we need to really watch as we're growing together in grace, that ambition is a good thing. It's really good. We've
well,
had ambitions
be.
Over the years.
It can be, yeah.
It's good when it's not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
If your ambition is getting in the way of your marriage, then it's not good at all. Like God wants us to be hard workers. He wants us to be, you know, to do the best with the things that he has given us, to be good stewards of everything that we have. But that also includes our marriage.
Right.
And when we're putting these things, our ambition, in front of another person, that's when it becomes that selfish ambition.
Sure. And the thing I think is really interesting about this is you make a point of talking about this as well, that the when you see selfish ambition, it almost always is followed up with bitter jealousy. And that's why James lump those two things together, where you have selfish ambition, you're going to have bitter jealousy. A person is going to be jealous of other people.
Here's an example of that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
Well, I've been jealous of your work over the years to the point where I have had, and you've told me this before and I've denied it so many times, but, so I'm coming clean. I've been so jealous of your work at times because of the times that you had to spend there. You owned your own company.
Sure.
That I would have dreams that this was another woman in our lives. And it wasn't. It wasn't another woman. But those are the kind of feelings that you get, that feeling of jealousy. Like, my husband is devoting all of his time to this or that. And now I'm feeling that jealousy here. And that's not a good thing, because we need to be... First of all, it wasn't really about trust, because I was going to say we need to be trusting. So in that case, you know, it's not that I don't trust you. I know that you're at work, but sometimes I would be jealous of the time that you're spending there. And that jealousy is not a good thing, because it became the root of a lot of our problems, the things that we argued about, the, you know, resentment that would grow over the years and that kind of thing. And in the same way, you have to be careful that you're not causing your spouse to be jealous. And maybe they're not calling it jealousy, but if you are spending all of your spare time golfing or hanging out with your girlfriends and doing all your shopping and whatever it might be, if you're not putting your husband first, or better said, second, putting God first and your husband second, then there may be that little bit of jealousy that creeps in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about that, because I do think over the years I was at times jealous of that, you know, that relationship. Here, he goes off to work, and a lot of times you worked overtime, a lot of overtime, you know, and it would be weeks and weeks and months and sometimes years when you first started the company with lots of overtime, and I'm at home with the kids. And then, you know, you start getting this bit of resentment, like, I just feel like I'm sitting at home with these kids all the time and I don't have a life. I don't have friends. And right now I sound like a really bad person, but I'm just telling you about these bad thoughts that are not good. These thoughts are not good. And so if you have them, you know,
it's fine.
I pray that you would be able to pray together with your spouse, that you would share these feelings with each other and encourage each other.
Sure,
in these
areas. If this is happening within the marriage, for sure. I think what James is talking about too, though, this is also outside of the marriage, where we have, you know, we meet people with selfish ambitions, and they have bitter jealousy and disorder and in their lives, and that's one thing that we have to be careful that we don't ever become. You know, we don't turn inward and get focused on ourselves. We always will make room for other people, serving other people in love properly, and not just looking out for ourselves. And I think that's a huge danger that faces all of us, you know, maybe it's even, you know, a bit of a temptation for some people, you know, to look at things that way and look at the me instead of we, right?
Yeah.
And so, this is definitely a very good reminder never to get caught up in that, for sure.
Right. Now, before we pray, I just wanted to say something else.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that we missed two. We're going to try to be better about not missing any podcast, that we're going to do this every day. But
we're going to work hard on
this.
If
you haven't listened to our last podcast yet, then please do that. You'll kind of understand where we're coming from and why sometimes we are missing them, but we are going to try our best not to miss any days. We're just, you know, I think when we miss 2 days, it's a little hard to get back to doing the three podcasts in a row. All right, should we pray?
Sure.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, James warns us that where selfish ambition and bitter jealousy are found, there is disorder and every evil thing. Your word tells us we must always live in love, to always consider the interest of others, to do away with selfish ambition and the bitter jealousy that so often follows with it. There's absolutely no room for selfish ambition when two become one, no room for jealousy when we put others first. And so we ask that you help us to grow, Lord. As a trainer inspires an athlete to push through the aches and the pains, may you teach us to let go of ourselves for the good of our marriage. Help us to stay true to the promises we made, for better or worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, to choose love, and to keep choosing love on both the good days and bad. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.